Northwestern Medicine BP. Call Dr. Morse right now.
Dr. Kevin Morse, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. And Doc joins us. Now, Doc, we have the final results. You should have been in on these picks. I don't know. We screwed up.
Yeah, I would have picked Molinari.
Yeah, I know you would have. Probably would have gone with 8-under.
Yep.
Number seven in the picks, and this won't bother him a bit, Steve Grzanich. You were last. Steve Grzanich finished dead last.
Par for the course, right?
No, it wouldn't be par. You were 22 over with your three picks.
So how would we describe that?
That's not great.
That's the one phrase that doesn't work
Over par for the course.
Over par for the course.
Justin, for a guy that doesn't know golf or follow golf, you did well. You were sixth, but you were only plus five for your three players.
That's not good enough.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Dave Ennett.
On Ricky Fowler.
Dr. Morse, Dave Ennett, renowned sports expert, sports director, sports legend in Chicago. He was fifth.
Okay, two things. DJ killed me because he missed the cut, and
he told you to pick him.
He bombed, and who had 7-under as the winning score, which I don't see anybody else close to that.
Well, you know, when you're fifth, it doesn't matter what the tiebreaker is.
It really does.
I'd like to also...
So, Steve, you're going down, right? So
yeah.
I haven't heard Mary Vandeveld's name yet, but I guess her Dave's.
Here we go.
Okay, Doc, really?
Sure. Can I just add that you picked for me, Steve? So
I did?
Technically, you lost.
Well, that was after I picked my own guys.
Point.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's still on you, Steve.
So that's a mulligan. That's a mulligan, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You shouldn't have trusted.
Don't act like you know what a mulligan is now, Steve. Super Joe, who's in day four of his weekend wedding. What kind of wedding lasts until Monday?
Yeah, I know.
What is he doing? Wedding was Saturday.
Well, it takes a while to get back from Cleveland.
Was he walking?
He could get back from Carnoustie quicker.
By the way, Curtis is here today, and he's doing a great job. But anyway, Super Joe finished fourth. Third was me.
No big deal. Top three.
Second, Mary Vandeveld. Nice job, Mary.
What do you mean second? I should have got first.
Well, you would have if not for the fact that the person scoring the entire thing
isn't here.
Mary Sandberg won. She was 16 under par. You were 14 under par.
Oh, man. But I picked two of the top guys, first and second.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like their names.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah.
You
picked three. And Xavier.
It's actually Molinari and Xander.
Xander.
Close, though. And Mary Sandberg had McIlroy, Molinari, and Day, and just happened to finish a little higher than you did.
Man.
Does this excite you enough, Mary, to take up golf?
I was watching it. You know what part I love the best? I love the best when the baby was crying and somebody was trying to get out of the bushes.
Yeah, Xander Shoffley.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they should really remove the baby. I said, what? Why remove the baby? He's the one that, you know, drove the ball into the bushes.
It's his fault.
Yes. He should have to deal with the crying
Well,
baby.
The parent should move the baby.
The lady didn't want to lose her spot.
Well, it's like a baby in church. You got to move the baby.
But she'd lose her spot. No, I say no.
Actually, the kid behaved. The kid was fine.
Well, yeah, but...
Guy hit the shot, it was fine. Yeah. So, Doc, did you watch?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It was a great leaderboard.
It was. Probably one of the most exciting majors we've seen in a while.
So, congratulations again to golf, because Tiger Woods is back. You can't argue that he's not. And the little Italian, the most famous little Italian today since Al Pacino. All 5'8" of Francesco Molinari won and deserved to win. I was talking about this. It's like playing golf with Dr. Most. As soon as Doc puts out, the gallery leaves. It's just like when you're playing with Tiger.
Yeah, so. That can be distracting, though. So
yeah.
How are you? I try to tell him to wait until you're done. But
right. They go, we don't have that kind of time.
Right.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah, we had our invitational this weekend. Larry, Ryan, and I.
Didn't go so well.
Well, when you go lose, that's.
It's like your definition of how lose is good or bad. Our own Larry Wirt may have played in that tournament. That's a rumor I'm hearing.
Yes, Larry played with Kevin Butler. Yep.
How'd they do?
They won the first day. I think they lost the second day, and I'm not sure how they did the third day. I didn't see them. So that means they probably won. Because the losers play in the morning, so I was there early and I didn't see those guys.
The Butterfield Country Club has a lot of famous folks who play in this event, or members and stuff. Anybody famous win the whole thing?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Brian Campbell, who's going to be on later today with you, mm-hmm. he played. Mm-hmm. Will Perdue played. Will beat us one day. Mm-hmm. Patrick Sharp played and couldn't have been nicer to all the kids that went out to follow him.
Sharp, he's a good dude. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And then, you know, Butthead and Wirt played as well. So, yeah, it was a good event. It's always fun. And when you lose, you lose. You just have to laugh and say, you know what, every other Friday I still get paid by someone. So,
yeah. I don't think you, but when you called and were cursing on my voicemail, I don't think you were ready quite to accept that, I guess, at that point.
No. Yeah. You ease into that.
Yeah. Will Perdue's golf clubs, by the way, are over 16 feet long, if you know that. How weird does it look seeing him swing a golf club?
He could not have been nicer.
Well, he's a great guy, but I mean, he's seven feet tall, swinging a golf club.
Yeah.
So I think a foam pole. Big kids, a foam pole is a thing that used to hold phone wires. How old's Grandpa Cochran?
They still have those.
When we come back, yeah, I guess they do. When we come back, Doc, where would you like to hit the insurance question today?
You know, I think there's so many fascinating things going on with insurance right now, and people are confused. What's a subscription? What's a concierge? And then really, you know, every time at open enrollment, you have to go and you have to choose your plan. And I think just some pointers as far as make sure you pick the right plan that's right for you financially, as well as that's right for you as far as who you want to take care of you and what hospital you would want to be cared for at.
All right, we'll come back, get some of that next. First, what's coming up at 7?
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
It's Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. And, Doc, let's jump in here. We're talking about insurance again this week because we're trying to give you at least the basics. You mentioned ahead sort of an insurance wrangler, somebody that can help talk you through it. Where do you find somebody like that?
Yeah, it's very difficult because obviously you have all these insurance companies competing for your business. But hopefully each of you, if you work for a company that's big enough, you should have someone in your HR department that you can sit down and talk with them about which insurance plan is best for you and which insurance plan is best for your family as well.
The thing that strikes me about the exchange is every year during open enrollment time, you go to the exchange page and there's a questionnaire that narrows down what plans might be best for you, but then you only get like three or four choices.
Yeah, definitely. You know, states are going to limit their choices. Counties are actually going to limit their choices, and hospitals certainly will limit their choices as far as it goes to the exchange portion of it. So if you're buying on the marketplace, then definitely do your homework and find out which hospitals are in your plan, because nothing worse. I'll give you a perfect example. We don't happen to be in Illini Care here at CDH. Now, if you live in Winfield or Wheaton and you have Illini Care, we can't care for you here. You're going to end up having to be seen at another hospital.
Dr. Most, I'm always intrigued by subscription models or even the concierge, as you mentioned, but that seems, is this the trend where you see insurance companies going, this idea of more subscription-based insurance plans as opposed to what we've had in the past?
Yeah, and Justin, subscriptions are actually kind of interesting, right? You know, doctors are so frustrated with paperwork. Patients are so frustrated with paperwork that the subscription plan essentially eliminates that portion of it. So the way a subscription plan works is you pay me, Justin, you pay me $60 a month. You can come to my office as often as you want. I'm going to offer you discounts on pricing, on lab tests. I'm going to tell you up front what everything costs. I'm not billing your insurance at all. That allows you as a consumer to say, I'm going with the highest deductible plan I possibly can. I'm going to have as far as my catastrophic illness will be covered, but I know that my monthly expense is going to be $60 a month for health care. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting how this is playing out right now, because doctors as well as patients are frustrated. The people who have the subscription plans, they limit their size and the number of patients that they take into their practice. So when you call and say, oh, it's going to be 3 weeks, no. For the subscription and concierge, it's like, we'll see you today. What time would you like to be seen?
Do insurance companies like that? Do they like the subscription service?
Oh, they love it because it shifts all of their expense off of them and all the risk off of them. They still have that individual who's still buying that large insurance policy, but they're not getting hit with these bills and all this paperwork. They love it. Administratively, they're better off. Financially, they're better off.
So why isn't everybody doing it?
Well, you know what? It's really starting to be a trend now with the subscription portion of it. The concierge, the personalized medicine, has definitely been there for quite some time. So I think you're going to start to see more of the subscription type coming up as doctors start to get frustrated. The problem is we have a shortage of doctors. The average doctor will have in their panel size what we say is how many patients do they take care of? It's 2,500. When you start to get into subscription services and the concierge, you're starting to see numbers of patients that are 500 to, we'll say, 1,500 patients. So now we have a shortage of doctors and nowhere for patients to go. It just makes the doctors taking traditional medicine even busier.
So how do you decide what plan to go with?
Probably the most important thing is where, what hospital is in network and what hospital physicians that you're going to be going to are in network. So you want to make sure that your doctor that you've gone and seen for 20 years is still going to be in the Blue Cross PPO, the Humana HMO, whichever plan you're going to choose, because that's where you're going to get your foundation for your health care is from that primary care physician. But you also want to make sure that the hospital that would service you in case you did need to have surgery or any other care is also in the plan. So those are the two biggest things that you want to ask your HR person, or you want to check with the hospital prior to you just simply checking a box at the time of open enrollment.
Well, I live between two great hospitals.
Yep.
One is really, really strong in cardiac care,
yep,
and the other is strong in other disciplines. Do I have to decide what I'm going to have a problem with later?
No. You do bring up a good point. For you, you know, if you have a doctor that we call as a splitter, he'll go to Rush Copley as well as go to Edward, or he'll go to Edward as well as CDH. You know, those docs are going to be, okay, you're going to be all right regardless of what happens there. For other places, it's really going to be, if you are going to have a planned, let's say even a heart issue, you need to have a stent placed, you're going to choose the hospital that fortunately is in your plan, as well as the doctor that's going to be taking care of you. So you can't plan for those unexpected stuff, but you certainly want to make sure that the hospitals that you want to have service at are in network.
I always post the notes with the podcast, and don't miss the podcast. Even if you've heard all of this, you can go back and check us for punctuation errors, and also hear the details you might have missed in the original broadcast of this. Podcasts get posted shortly after the segment airs live here on the show. Give me one thing you want people to take away from this, one thing you want them to go out and understand today.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, we look more deeply in our benefits at work for other benefits. How much vacation time do I get? You know, what is my flex time and things along those lines. Really take the opportunity to learn more about your health insurance, what it covers, what it doesn't cover. If you're on someone that takes cholesterol medication and you're not taking a generic, look to see what the drug plan is for that insurance product as well. So take the time to sit down, and if you don't know about it, take the information to either your doctor or your HR department and sit and say, help me walk through this process. Sometimes people check that box quickly, just looking at what the monthly premium is, and they're making a bad decision.
Yeah, I got to say, I've heard nothing but rave reviews from doctor's office insurance folks taking the time to talk to patients about what might work for them, including questions that don't necessarily fall under their jurisdiction, as opposed to some HR folks who might not know the business the way they do. So good for you and your staff, Doc, for taking care of that, particularly at Northwestern.
Yep.
All right. Nice talking to you.
Talk to you soon.
Sorry you guys lost last week.
That's okay. There's always next year.
Okay, good call by you. Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, and at 7:01, we're back with your news in a moment on 720 WGN.